Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. What's up, everyone? This is your host, Stewie, and I just want to say what's up. And I'm working diligently on my school reports, right? I wanted to briefly go over with you guys, though, the weather. That's been, like, super hot, crazy. We've definitely been in a heat wave, but today has actually been a breakthrough with this heat wave, and it was beautiful today, and we're supposed to finish out the week like that. So, but I did want to share with you guys some things that I'm working on with school. So just in case it might actually help you in your journey of being your own entrepreneur. Now, what I was just learning today, well, what we were discussing in class is pretty much like what has negatively or positively impacted you with dealing with an organization, you know, a company. Now, I shared my experiences of what's really, really influenced me to want to partake in a company. You know, I did do a retail company, and I also, I'll tell you guys what I wrote about today. What I wrote about today in my discussion was that two things greatly impacted me. One was when I was a teenager, and for everyone who knows who Missy Elliott is a female rapper in the hip-hop genre, and she, what I liked about her was her lyricsivity and her style and her music. So when she started to design apparel and sneakers for Adidas, that's when I wanted to actually buy Adidas. So it's like Adidas got the reward, and she probably got her credit too. And then a negative impact was when I was working at a job and a coworker of mine was telling me that a friend of hers was working for a company called Great Value. And this brand is like a low budget kind of brand for people who don't want to spend money for high priced products which is our everyday essential needs and all that. So she was telling me that her friend was saying how their work ethics on sanitary, some things that was happening in that factory is not sanitary for us out here as consumers buying their products thinking that they're safe. So the problem with that is once I heard that, I definitely stopped buying Great Value products. And, you know, that I consider that accredited information because it was coming from someone who talked to someone who actually worked as a company. Now, if, you know, they're telling me that it came from someone who heard that, then it's like, I don't know for sure if I can accredit that because I haven't seen any reports. But coming from someone who actually works for the factory, telling another friend who is telling me, you know, I take that as definitely something that's accredited. So that was my whole thought process on it. So the reason for the discussion is to go ahead and really talk about from a consumer point of view of what an organization really impacts onto you. So I want you guys to think about that in terms of your own image branding, you know, from the actual company side of everything. Like, how do you really want your consumers to view your company as, you know, is it greatly being impacted by the workers there? Is it greatly being impacted by the managerial ethics there? You know, what is really impacting your business? Is it just not being ran right? You know, all those things matter because the consumers eventually end up seeing it all depending on how of a vast, you know, upset happens. If it's an upset, if it's a positive thing, then keep it positive. You know, like I always tell these up-and-coming music artists and even up-and-coming entrepreneurs, how you would like to be viewed matters because that's your image, that's your brand. So how you would like to be viewed really, really matters. So once you strike a certain image that you're looking for and you want the public to know you for or your brand for, you know, try to keep up with that. And only when you are changing the way you style your approach with consumers. You shouldn't change your logo per se or, you know, what you've built up in the community, you know, with the consumers of how you are promoting your brand. You just don't want to really veer off from what you've been already promoting. You know, try to get creative, but just don't veer off. Okay, so you know, some things that I was reading in the my college book that I have, Organizational Communication, the chapter was on communicating leadership. Now, there's different kinds of leaderships with different kinds of definitions. And I just wanted to briefly go over these definitions, not definitions of all of them, because there's a lot of them, but really just give the titles of them, and you guys can take your time and read up on them and really figure out which one you are. Now, you do have trait leadership, which is like based on a trait theory. And that was, see, now I'm automatically wanting to go ahead and get into a description of that, but I'm going to leave it there and go on to the next definition. So you got trait leadership, and the definition underneath that was trait theory. And then you got leadership style, and then you have situational leadership. Now, situational leadership, to me, sounds more geared towards the consumers and how they want to handle everything. Now this one I'll read. It says situational leadership suggests that appropriate leadership emerges from behavior that is responsive to various situations. Now that's like, that's for example, the president. Every time a situation happens, he has to give a response to it. And the world expects that. So that's that type of leadership. Transformational leadership. And then underneath of that, after that definition, they go into this other definition called, this is a new type of leader, is a positive change agent, one who seeks to lead an organization through an increasingly turbulent global business environment through the strategic use of communication. So then you have discursive leadership, D-I-S-C-U-R-S-I-V-E. Okay, so... also, like I said to you guys before, with everything that you do, okay, it all reflects on how your mind works. And I say that because, for example, I have a supervisor where his mind is all over the place. It's like his mind is running, but his legs aren't. So the way everything is handled is literally chaotic. Like when his work comes out to the rest of the team, you can literally look at it and be like, this is all over the place. And then you have my second manager who is not mentally the same way as my first manager. So when you look at his work ethic, everything is technically in order. So it's like you have to mentally get yourself stable, mentally focus on yourself as to how you want to handle your business and really get a hold of you first before you, I say you put yourself in a situation where, you know, it's evident that you can't really fully handle everything. Now, I wouldn't say you can't handle everything, but it's going to take a lot of patience and understanding with your team and even your customers if you're going to continue on and not work on maintaining a stable mindset, is what I'm trying to say. And then you have leadership reconsidered is another topic here. It says effective leadership habits. Now, you got habits of mind was the first topic, habits of character, which that's what I was pretty much going over with you guys. If your character is of modesty, honesty, it will show in your work ethic. And then it says habits of authentic communicative performance. Now, if you want to look up that, you can look up authentic communication. I'll read this one to you. It says, relating to others in a way that reflects their own deeply held values and beliefs. Now, that is awesome when you can really vibe with a leader that is truly understanding of you. Leading the organization, communicating with employees. Openness, you know, open communication is important. Really keeping your employees and coworkers in the know of what's going on with the company, so that way people can make some adjustments, or you know, really know how to handle their situation in a professional manner or just a courtesy manner. And so, supportiveness, supportive communication, and that says which emphasizes active listening and taking a real interest in employees is even more useful to organizational leaders than openness. So just in case you guys want to know about that, motivation, empowerment, Now, these are going into topics that we should be knowing and wanting to work on. Now, one thing I do want to be an effective thing is that definitely don't want hostility in the workplace. That should not ever be a situation. If there is, then I think people should be separated and or there should be a termination, because when there's bullying in the workplace that causes very high tension, people don't want to work. People don't come to work. They make excuses to call out of work, or their work ethic goes down. So keep that in mind too. Harassment and sexual harassment, we all know about these things. Definitely know your borders. You know, don't cross them, especially females. When a male approaches a female, so that's chapter. In that chapter, things that definitely, you know, when we're creating our businesses, that we want to keep in mind of, and you know, half of the world already knows these things, and you know, some of the world doesn't. But like I said, it's all a mental thing, and it's definitely best to work on that mental thing as much as you can, get that established before you bring on some more projects. Work on one project at a time. Be effective, you know. Dealing with two different kinds of styles of managers, one doesn't want to really be patient enough to train, and one is advising that, you know, you should be, because, you know, it's the only way that the team will be effective. Like, that right there should tell you something when you have two different manager mindsets going on in there. And it could cause, you know, a rift actually in the team. You know, they might not really want to deal with that main manager because of the fact that he's so he could be a little difficult. Or even if it's a female, you know, most females shouldn't be that way. You know, there was a study shown of who's the best type of manager, and I, you know, didn't even get a chance to actually hear the ending of that because I had to actually go to work. But I actually do believe that it could be a female, because females are more emotionally attached to things and really allow a person to be who they are for the most part. You got some high-strung females that are not like that, you know. But for everyone who's truly understanding of everyone and just allowing people to feel free in their work, but also are strongly guided, that's a good, strong work ethic and a leader. So all that truly does matter. So, okay, so like I was telling you guys in these last few shows, definitely, guys, listen to the past shows, because I'm trying to tell you there is probably some tips that I've gone over and I haven't gone over in all of the – I've been doing this now for a year and 7 months. So as you can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So like I was saying, you guys take some time when you can and listen to the last few shows, and even the past shows from like last year, because there might be tips on there, advice on there that I haven't touched bases on for a while, and, you know, you may need that information. So definitely feel free to do that. You can also follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y, and let me know that you're following me if you heard the show, and I'll definitely follow you back. Or you can email me at my business email address, that's foryourimagellc@gmail.com. And I look forward to talking to you guys again. Try to be safe out there, you know, stay cool as much as you can. You know, keep your health up. You know, if you're eating right, that's good. If you're going to the gym, that's good. I know I'm going to the gym faithfully. I've lost about 20 pounds already and looking forward to losing about 25 more pounds. So I'm on my journey, and it's working out diligently well. And, you know, be a bright light in someone's dark world, or vice versa. So pass on some positive vibes always, guys, and just definitely get your minds onto a positive way. Start out your day positive and try to end it positive, okay? All right, guys. Talk to you guys again over the weekend. Be safe and stay blessed.